Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani member by Abraham Goldar and Tiri Masechus Avodah Zorah, Daf Mem Vav, the third parak, called Slami. The Zikhu Masechus Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zikhu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan discussed Avnei Harsh Nidaldalu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain and worshipped. One group prohibited these stones in Hana, and the other group permitted them. This second opinion compares these stones to a worship mount, which has no Tfisas Yedei Adam, involvement of a man's hands, and remains permitted. Although a mountain is attached to the ground, an animal, which also remains permitted when worshipped, proves that even detached items remain permitted if they lack Tfisas Yedei Adam. Although an animal is uniquely significant as a Baal Chaim, a living being, a Tzadah Shava, a common characteristic between mountains and animals, teaches that anything without Tfisas Yedei Adam remains permitted. The Gemara objects that both these items were L'nishtanum B'riyasan, not changed from their original state, as opposed to detached stones. It ultimately explains that he derives the Tzadah Shava from a blemished animal, which was, so to speak, changed, and a mountain or an unblemished animal, and a dried out, so to speak, changed tree. The opinion prohibiting detached stones holds that Shaketz Tishaksenu, you shall surely loathe it, teaches not to permit idolatrous items from a Tzadah Shava. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asks, if someone bows to a mountain, which remains permitted in benefit, Avanav Malhu Mizbeach, can its stones be used for the Mizbeach? Do we say, Yesh Ne'avad B'machuber Eitzel Gavoa? A worshipped item does disqualify something attached to the ground as an offering carbon for the Most High? Although it's permitted in benefit, does it still become disqualified as an offering, like a worshipped animal is disqualified as a carbon, despite remaining permitted in benefit? If we assume it is disqualified as a carbon, makshiri carbon could carbon damu olo. Are preparatory items for a carbon, such as the mizbeach, like a carbon, and stones of a worship mountain cannot be used for a mizbeach or not? Rava derives a kal vachomer. An esnan, a hire for a zona, is permitted in benefit even when detached, yet we can derive that it's disqualified as a carbon even when it is attached, because the pasuk says not to bring an esnan to Beis Hashem, Hashem's house, implying that it cannot even be used for the mikdash building attached to the ground. Then certainly Navad, a worshipped item, which is more stringent in being prohibited in benefit when detached, should be disqualified even when attached, and even as makshiri carbon. And point number three, Rami Bar Chama asked, HaMishtachav Kamas Chiti Mahu Menachos, if one bows to standing wheat, can it be used for flour offering since it was physically changed from its former state when it was ground? Yesh Shinui B'Nevad, does a physical change permit a worshipped item to be used as a carbon or not? Marzuta Breid Rav Nachman quotes Machlokas Tanaim regarding karbanas which were disqualified through being worshipped or having relations with people, if their offspring are permitted as karbanas. Marzutra assumed the Machlokas was about an animal which was pregnant when worshipped, so the fetus was also worshipped. If so, the Tanaim are arguing if the change undergone by the fetus when it's born permits it to be used as a carbon. However, the Gemara asserts that the Machlokas is where the animal was worshipped before it conceived, but if a pregnant animal was worshipped, all would disqualify the born fetus as a carbon. Likewise, the worshipped wheat would remain disqualified from Menachos even after being ground. Alternatively, the Gemara distinguishes between birth, where it was an animal both before and after, but was merely enclosed by the womb, versus wheat, which changed significantly to flour. So once again, the three points are, number one, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan discussed Avnei Harsh Nidaldalu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain and worshipped. One group prohibited these stones in Hana, and the other group permitted them. This second opinion compares these stones to a worship mount, which has no Tfisas Yedei Adam, involvement of a man's hands, and remains permitted. Although a mountain is attached to the ground, an animal, which also remains permitted when worshipped, proves that even detached items remain permitted if they lack Tfisas Yedei Adam. Although an animal is uniquely significant as a Baal Chaim, a living being, a Tzadah Shava, a common characteristic between mountains and animals, teaches that anything without Tfisas Yedei Adam remains permitted. The Gemara objects that both these items were L'nishtanum B'riyasan, not changed from their original state, as opposed to detached stones. It ultimately explains that he derives the Tzadah Shava from a blemished animal, which was, so to speak, changed, and a mountain or an unblemished animal, and a dried out, so to speak, changed tree. The opinion prohibiting detached stones holds that Shaketz Tishaksenu, you shall surely loathe it, teaches not to permit idolatrous items from a Tzadah Shava. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asks, if someone bows to a mountain, which remains permitted in benefit, avanav malhu mizbeach, can its stones be used for the mizbeach? Do we say, yesh ne'avad b'machuber etzel gavoa? A worshipped item does disqualify something attached to the ground as an offering carbon for the Most High? Although it's permitted in benefit, does it still become disqualified as an offering, like a worshipped animal is disqualified as a carbon, despite remaining permitted in benefit? If we assume it is disqualified as a carbon, makshiri carbon could carbon damu olo. Are preparatory items for a carbon, such as the mizbeach, like a carbon, and stones of a worshipped mountain cannot be used for a mizbeach or not? Rava derives a kal vachomer. An esnan, a hire for a zona, is permitted in benefit even when detached, yet we can derive that it's disqualified as a carbon even when it is attached, because the pasuk says not to bring an esnan to Beis Hashem, Hashem's house, implying that it cannot even be used for the mikdash building attached to the ground. Then certainly navad, a worshipped item, which is more stringent in being prohibited in benefit when detached, should be disqualified even when attached, and even as makshiri carbon. And point number three, Rami Bar Chama asked, "Hamishtachav kamas chiti mahu menachos? If one bows to standing wheat, can it be used for flour offering since it was physically changed from its former state when it was ground? Yesh shinui b'nevad, does a physical change permit a worshipped item to be used as a carbon or not?" Bar Zutta, Brei Rav Nachman, quotes Machlokas Tanaim regarding karbanas which were disqualified through being worshipped or having relations with people, if their offspring are permitted as karbanas. Marzutra assumed the Machlokas was about an animal which was pregnant when worshipped, so the fetus was also worshipped. If so, the Tanaim are arguing if the change undergone by the fetus when it's born permits it to be used as a carbon. However, the Gemara asserts that the Machlokas is where the animal was worshipped before it conceived, but if a pregnant animal was worshipped, all would disqualify the born fetus as a carbon. Likewise, the worshipped wheat would remain disqualified from Menachos even after being ground. Alternatively, the Gemara distinguishes between birth, where it was an animal both before and after, but was merely enclosed by the womb, versus wheat, which changed significantly to flour. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Vav, and our standard siman is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as a avodah zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build a mizbeach, and also stopped his farmhands from using wheat from his field that was worshipped to be brought for menachos. Once again, slow motion. The cow farmer, cow, that must more on daf, mem vav, moo. The cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as a avodah zorah to build a pen for his cows, which reminds us, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan discussed avnei harsh nidalduhu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain and worshipped. One group prohibited these stones in benefit, and the other group permitted them. This second opinion compares these stones to a worshipped mountain, which has no tefisas yedei adam, involvement of man's hands, and remains permitted. Although a mountain is attached to the ground, an animal, which also remains permitted when worshipped, proves that even detached items remain permitted if they lack tefisas yedei adam. So the cow farmer who is permitted to use the stones that fall off the mountain and worshipped as a avodah zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build a mizbeach, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks, if someone bows to a mountain which remains permitted in benefit, avanav malhu mizbeach, can its stones be used for the mizbeach? Do we say, yesh ne'avad b'machubra etzel gavoah? A worshipped item does disqualify something attached to the ground as an offering carbon for the Most High. Although it's mutar b'hanah, does it still become disqualified as an offering, like a worshipped animal is disqualified as a carbon despite remaining permitted in benefit? So the cow farmer who is permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as a avodah zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build a mizbeach, and also stopped his farmhands from using wheat from his field that was worshipped to be brought for menachos, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, "Hamishtachim v'kamas chitim mahu menachos? If one bows to standing wheat, can it be used for flour offerings since it was physically changed from its former state?" So once again, the cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as a avodah zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build a mizbeach, and also stopped his farmhands from using wheat from his field that was worshipped to be brought for menachos. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simran Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The Jewish mobsters. Mobsters? That must be on Daf Mem Bays. The Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol, which reminds us, Reish Lakish, who says an idol which is broken is nullified, was challenged by a Brice which teaches that an Akum can nullify his own idol or another Akum's idol by damaging it, but a Yisrael cannot nullify an Akum's idol. According to Reish Lakish, the idol should be nullified automatically since it was broken. Abaya answers Shebchasa, the case is where the Yisrael only struck it and dented it, but no part was broken off. So the Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol that was standing next to some vegetables fertilized from the nearby Asherah's tree fallen leaves, which reminds us, Reish Lakish's challenge from a mission was discussing planting vegetables under an Asherah, a worship tree. Rabbi Yossi says one may not even plant vegetables under it during the winter, although the Asherah's shade is harmful because its leaves fall upon them and fertilize them, resulting in a benefit from the forbidden tree. According to Reish Lakish, the leaves should be permitted as an idol which broke on its own. The Gemara answers that this case is different because the main part of the idol, meaning the tree, remains intact and is not nullified, so the leaves also are prohibited. So the Jewish mobster is on a mission to rid the town of Avodah Zorah, flatten the nose of an idol that was standing next to some vegetables fertilized from the nearby Asherah's tree, fallen leaves, and through all the kaling with sun and moon engravings they had collected, into the Yam HaMelech, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one finds utensils, Ba'alehem Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Drakon, and upon them is a figure of the sun, the moon, or a dragon, Yolichem L'Yam HaMelech, he should bring them to the Dead Sea and throw them in. Mishnah Gamliel says, Sha'al Mechubadim Asurin, those figures which are undignified Kalim are prohibited, but Sha'al HaMuvuzin Mutarin, those on undignified Kalim are permitted because they were presumably not worshipped. The Gemara explains that although they worship many kinds of idols, but regarding forming an image on a Kali and worshipping it, only these three designs, the Chashive, which are prominent, do they design onto a utensil and worship, but regarding other designs, they make them merely for ornamental purposes. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The popular Avodah Zorah magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The popular Avodah Zorah magazine with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi reported that he was once walking behind Rabbi Lezer Kapar and he found a ring with the figure of a dragon. He met an Akum who was a katan and said nothing, and then met an adult Akum and instructed him to nullify the idol, but he did not. Boazer slapped him and he nullified it. The Gemara proves three laws of Bittul from this incident. Number one, an Akum may nullify any idol, even someone else's. Number two, only one familiar with the details of idolatry may be bevato an idol. Therefore, the katan could not nullify it. Number three, an idolater could nullify an idol even when coerced, like this Akum was forced to nullify the found idol. So the popular Avodah Zorah magazine, with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, featured a story about how a rabbi used a tablet with various images of the moon on it to determine Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, the Mishnah states from Gamliel had forms of various phases of the moon on a tablet on the wall, and would ask witnesses to the new moon if they saw it like one shape or another. The Gemara asks that making such shapes is forbidden. Losasuniti, you shall not make with me, which teaches you shall not make images of my servants who serve before me. So the popular Avodah Zorah magazine with a picture on the cover of a rabbi slapping a goy, Dimimavato, Avodah Zorah, featured a story about how a rabbi used a tablet with various images on the moon on it to determine Rosh Chodesh, and a back page advertisement from Ephraim's engraving selling signet rings that are chosim, v'loboet, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda owned a signet ring, and Shmuel told him, Shinana same enei didein, sharp one, blind this one's eyes, meaning destroy the image. A Jew may not even own an image, so how did Rabbi Gamliel own images of the moon? The Gemara says that the above prohibition only applies to chosam abolet, a protruding signet, mishum chashda, and it's because of suspicion that its owner worships it. A brisa prohibits wearing such a ring, but permits stamping a seal with it because the wax image does not protrude. Daf mem dalet, so the similar daf mem dalet is mud. So here goes. The king who is splattered with mud, that must be on daf mem dalet. The king who was splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Sochek v'zoro l'ruach or matil yam. One may grind an idol and scatter it to the wind or throw it into the sea. The Chachamim argue that if so, it will become fertilizer, and the pasuk prohibits benefiting from idols in any way. Rabbi Yossi attempts to bring proofs from Moshe crushing the Egwa Zahav and from Chizkiyahu who ground the Nachash HaNechoshes. So the king, who was splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols, went to the bathhouse to wash off his crown and miraculously shaped head, which reminds us that Gmor brings a background to David HaMelech's crown and how, according to one opinion, it miraculously fit his head and of those who were fitting for Malchus. So the king, who was splattered with mud mixed with crushed idols, went to the bathhouse to wash off his crown and miraculously shaped head and explained why he was bathing in a place that houses an idol. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, an idolater challenged Gamliel for bathing in the bathhouse of the idol Aphrodite, and he replied that it's forbidden to answer in a bathhouse. Later he explained, Anigo basi baglua, I did not come into her domain, he ba'a bagvuli, she came into my domain. Rabban Gamliel gives other reasons as well. Daf Mem Hei, so the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. After one son asked, Manishtana, Manishtana, that must more on Daf Mem Hei. After one son asked, Manishtana, that mountains that are worshipped are not Usur, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Gentiles worship mountains or hills, hen mutarnu mashaleh and asurin, the mountains and hills are permitted, but adornments on them are prohibited because the Pasuk says, Osachmut kesev azava alehem, you shall not desire the silver and gold that is on them, implying they themselves are permitted. Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshan is a different pasuk. Elohim Elohim, their gods on the mountains. Vohorim Elohim, but the mountains themselves are not their gods. So after one son asked, Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Asur, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited. And then his twin brother asked, Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a malchukas if it's Asur? Which reminds us, Rav Shesha says that all Tanaim agree that the plating of a mountain is not like a mountain and is prohibited. Rather, they disagree about a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and eventually worshipped it. The Tanakhama permits it and Rabbi Yossi Aglili prohibits it. So after one son asked, Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Asur, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited. And then his twin brother asked, Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a machlokas if it's Asur? His father explained the story of the Exodus until the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and the order by which they destroyed Avodah Zorah and conquered the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a sequence of destroying Avodah Zorah in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which daf do we discuss identifying kosher Tahara Sheina true for using the Rosh Vashidra? That's on daf Mem.
Good.
Number two. Which daf do we discuss a Yisrael nullifying an Akum's idol? That's on daf Mem Beis.
Good.
Number three. Which daf do the question of one bough sustaining wheat can it be used for minchas since it was physically changed from its former state when it was ground? That's on daf Membav.
Good.
Number four. Which daf do we discuss kalim with the figures of the sun, moon, and dragon on them should be thrown into the Yom HaMelech? That's on daf Membeis.
Good.
Number five. Which daf do we know that Shivrei Tzlamim, which were not known to have been worshipped, are mut because of a sveika? That's on daf Mem Aleph.
Good.
Number six. Which daf was the question asked if someone bows to a mountain, Avanav Mahu Mizbeach, can its stones be used for the Mizbeach? That's on daf Membav.
Good.
Number seven. Which daf do you mean the mountains which are worshipped remain permitted, but what is on them is prohibited? That's on daf Memhei.
Good.
Number eight. Which daf do you discuss if it's permitted to use Avne Harshin Nidaldu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain and worshipped? That's on daf Membav.
Good.
Number nine. Which daf do we learn three things about Bittul from the incident with Rabbi Ezra Kapar, who forced an Akum to Mevavato, a lost idol? That's on daf Mem Gimel.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf do we discuss if all Tzlamim are prohibited or only those with objects in their hands? That's on daf Mem.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.